This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I was up all night last night. I was up so long that I was looking online to find out how long insomnia lasts after open heart surgery. Now, I should be outside of that window. So if it seems like I'm a little goofy this evening, it's probably because I'm a little goofy. But going to be joined by James Yeager, June the 9th. I'm going to be taking his defensive, his fighting pistol class, excuse me, fighting pistol is what he calls it. I and Rob Morse are going to meet up and do that one. And we're going to talk about the preparation for that and the value of training. That's coming up in the next hour. Only recently has the Donald been able to piece things together within his administration. And that is due in part largely to the fact that he hired General John Kelly to come in as his chief of staff. From that, he got the discipline that he needed. And that has helped turn his vision into a very conservative run of achievements. The most conservative since Ronald Reagan. And of course, that has to be stopped. Because right now, the left and the Frito-Cons, they are in a panic. So Kelly's got to go. He's got to go. And to do that, they have to change the subject. So they've decided to lie about this Gold Star father and military hero and try to use his own honor as a weapon to get him to quit or maybe bamboozle Trump into firing him. Now, not too long ago, they were pretending to respect Gold Star fathers and military heroes, and that was baloney. As is everything else that drips out of their lying kale holes. One might expect more of the Quisling cons, but the real focus for these conservative ink saps is getting back on their pathetic sinecures in the Beltway milieu. They babble on endlessly about principles, but when you cut through their endless posturing and posing and smarmy virtue signaling, their principles are disposable. Whenever disposing of them helps get them what they want. This time their scam involves Rob Porter, who has been credibly accused of beating up his ex-wives. Credibly accused is the new, it's apparently the new standard for the true conservative. Since the principle of having to actually prove someone guilty of something in a neutral form, where all sides get to provide their evidence and arguments, is no longer really a thing. Except it actually is a thing. And shame on you guys for going along with this cheap witch huntery if you are. Yes, Mr. Porter's ex-wives accuse him of various abuses, which, if true, would make him a terrible person and a criminal, and they are serious charges. But Rob Porter denies them completely and without reservation. He has worked with many people for years who have never seen any indication of any of this activity. They have actually seen the opposite. So who are you going to believe? I remember watching one time some swearing in that was going on in a courtroom. And one of the things is one of the things they tell you if you're a new lawyer there, and I only know this secondhand because after all I'm not a lawyer. Don't become one of those bracka fracka rack out of LA lawyers. Well, if you're in California and you're practicing law right now, you probably can't work. That's not the part you need to worry about. But The second bit of advice is, and that was that everybody lies. And that's pretty cynical, but it's also true. Criminals lie, cops lie, kids lie, business people lie, wives lie, husbands lie. Not all the time and not every time, but there is no category of people that never lies. In every case, there's always two sides, and at least one party's story is untrue. So the question becomes, who's lying here? Is it the ex-wives or Porter? Or maybe you feel comfortable crucifying those who choose to believe Porter's denials based on their knowledge of him, merely because he was accused. I would expect that from the left, but this is now somehow conservatism. And if that is what it is, you can count me out. Here's the issue that his White House co-workers faced. Exes lie about each other and make up abuse claims all the time. And that may or may not be happening here, but it's not unreasonable to take that into account when being asked to blackball a co-worker who has demonstrated zero tendency toward these kind of activities in the entire time that you worked with him. There was apparently a police report, but no charges, and this case has not been adjudicated in what used to be where we, you know, where you would go and actually try a case to the court. I guess the new courtroom is social media. Hashtag off with his head. Cue the liars to sit there and accuse people like me of somehow defending spousal abuse simply because I dare to point out the perspective of Porter's co-workers and to stand up for due process. Very predictable, very lame, and it was not a cut and dried perspective. Yeah, there was a restraining order, but that is typically an ex parte proceeding, a proceeding where the restrained party does not appear and offer his side of the story, and the evidentiary standard is very low. As it should be. Judges issue these all the time. It's not supposed to ruin somebody's lives because it doesn't adjudicate anything when you get one of these out there. Another White House staffer, David Sorensen, resigned after he was accused by an ex of abuse. Except he says she abused him. When you speak to sources out there, the sources in this case believes David. According to the WAPO, so does her bridesmaid and Sorensen's first wife, and so did his ex when she denied being abused during the divorce proceedings. But regardless, I thought we believed the victims. Now, wait a minute. Is that true only if their plumbing is correct and if they help create a narrative that undercuts Trump? To quote Ray Donovan, where does he go to get his reputation back? Or is David Sorensen just another example of acceptable collateral damage in the leftist and conservative fraud campaign to destroy Trump and get their power and prestige back? Which you're never going to get back, by the way. So pardon me if I'm spoiling the lynch party here, but I'm sort of an old school kind of guy. I think if you want to punish someone, you need to prove your charges in a forum where the accused gets to tell his side of the story. And if that gets in the way of your short-term partisan advantage, well, there's a reason the Lady of Justice is blind. And I'm committed to that blind justice, no matter how uncool and inconvenient you think it is. Except that this has nothing to do with justice. This manufactured outrage over Porter is a perversion of the right of due process into one where credible accusations, and they are always credible if they help the leftist or the Frito-Con agenda, are enough to trash third-party political opponents who refuse to play along. This whole uproar is designed not to deal with Porter, who nobody's heard of him before the media needed to change the subject last week, but to try to stop Trump's momentum. They want Kelly out because it will hurt Trump and his administration and bring chaos back to the White House. They want that so desperately. They don't care about you beating up on women. They all voted for president. You better put some ice on that and his abuse enabler wife. And they could allegedly, nor could allegedly spousal abusing Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown and Tom Carper be reached for comment, which is sad because Brown denies his ex's claims. Carper admits slapping his wife. So they ought to at least be man enough to stand up and say that Rob Porter and David Sorensen deserves a chance to give their sides to their stories, but nah. They want Kelly gone because if Kelly goes, they think Trump goes down. They conveniently forget that Trump hired Kelly. That's a very pivotal part of all of that. But, you know. Anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Capital, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. I have got the busy throat. I have got the worst throat. And you can tell how nice a young man McKenzie is because he's not groaning out loud every time I open my face. Thank you. To say that our culture has gone to hell in a handbasket is sort of like saying the sun is hot. Every day, Sometimes it seems like every hour there's a new example that's enough to make you want to pack up and leave the country. And in the past few weeks, it seems like that handbasket is speeding up. In the political world, which shockingly isn't remotely close to the worst parts of what is happening in the country right now, things keep finding new and creative ways to devolve into the absurd. The latest example is the story of how the National Security Agency wasted $100,000 of our tax dollars trying to buy compromising information from an alleged Russian agent about President Trump. The information didn't exist, the money did. But the details of what was supposed to be are straight out of Congressman Adam Schiff's dreams. But we're not talking about politics right now. And the current political climate is what grows out of what the culture as a whole has become. And while every generation undoubtedly has valid complaints about the pop culture of their time, there is no way, even in the era of bell bottoms and pet rocks, that pop culture at the time was as dumb as it is today. People are filming themselves eating laundry detergent and then posting the video online because being stupid for attention is now something people aspire to be. Now, if you're dumb enough to eat poison, probably the gene pool is not going to notice that you're not there anymore. And that may seem harsh, and I fully intend for it to be harsh. Tide Pods are not something that you bite into. They would be in a different section of the grocery store. Yeah, they'd be with the candy. Yeah, I know they're pretty. And when I say what I say about the gene pool not caring if you're gone, I'm saying that with contempt. Second, states are now considering legislation to make Tide Pods less delicious looking. Now, if you are an adult, or if you're old enough to know, you shouldn't eat laundry detergent and still choose to do it because it has bright colors, you're probably going to be killed making out with a light socket or taking a nap in traffic. This is the kind of dumb that is lucky breathing is a reflex because they forget the type of stupid Velcro shoes were created for. If you are a Tide Pod challenger and I just offended you, okie doke. Then again, I don't think too many of those people would actually listen to this show. Speaking of stupid people posting a video online, and I'm on YouTube, and I'm glad I'm not a young YouTuber. Because then I might be compared. Well, no, I'm not going to be compared with him because I'm nowhere near as big as he is. But anyway, there's YouTube celebrity Logan Paul. He posted a video of a Japanese man who'd hung himself and mocked him, which was dumb. And he called all kinds of hell for it and he apologized. Then he posted a video of him telling his subscribers to engage in the Tide Pod Challenge, and another of him using a taser on a dead rat. Another of him trying to resuscitate a dying fish. Now that's a whole lot of stupid to be unpacking there, and it's coming off from one source. And you know, the fact that there's such a thing as a YouTube celebrity, in a lot of ways that maybe society does need to collapse. And two, it's unlikely that people who wait with bated breath for the next Logan Paul video do so in between filling out Ivy League college applications. So they're probably already checking out the snacks in the laundry room. And then three, when your world comes crushing down on you for being flippant about a dead body, you probably want to stay away from dead things and not be seen engaging in the desecration of any living or formerly living thing. The worst part of it, and I am loath to say I have a lot of professional envy, his idiotic videos were raking in $1.2 million per month from ads embedded in them by Google. And like I said, maybe society does deserve to collapse. Now, not to be outdone, the news service Reuters, which this, you know, I had to look this up. I had not heard of this. They actually published a piece wondering if there's a glass ceiling in dog shows. Because because male dogs apparently win twice as often as female dogs. According to people with far too much time on their hands and apparently a desire to check out the undercarriage of dog show dogs. Then there's the college identity obsession making its way around the working world. One of the simple joys of living in a time of the social justice warrior is the idea that these pampered puppies will be smacked across the nose after graduation with the rolled up newspaper of life when they eventually find a job and realize their degree in patriarchal oppression with a minor in drum circling isn't going to be marketable, and no one in the office cares about their feelings. They're there to work, not to emote. But like crabs at a brothel, their stupidity is spreading everywhere, including the working world. According to an article in New York Magazine, many media organizations now have various private invitation-only Slack groups among their staffers, and they are often self-segregated into various gender and racial categories along classic campus safe space lines. No men are allowed in women's Slack, no NPOs, no non-POCs in the people of color Slack, and so on. Don't worry. Normal people aren't being impacted by this yet. There aren't going to be safe spaces in factories anytime soon, but probably eventually if that part isn't stopped. And then there's the liberal excitement about the Black Panther movie, which I haven't seen. The Marvel movies are very good, but some people are too excited, too stupid excited. This is a comic book movie, but according to Salon, Black Panther is the first blockbuster format release featuring a black hero front and center. That's true if you ignore the scores of other blockbusters with a black hero front and center. That Salon would try to hijack something popular is not surprising. They need clicks. Ever heard of Blade, by the way? That was a Marvel comic book, and it starred Wesley Snipes. Front and center. And they made three of those. NBC News Black, because news has a race now, you know, posted an interview with one of the actors in the movie proclaiming the movie set in a fictional African country will prove to the colonists that if they had not interfered with Africa, we'd be so far advanced. Well, okay. I could play that stupid game too, but I'm not going to. Not going to go down that way. I guess they're going to say that the fictional country, which is about a fictional person, is so much better because it was never colonized. Because it was fictional. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right. Oh, that was nice. Nice little fluffs there. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I want you to dig, if you will, a picture of legislation the way it comes about. Okay? In the world of politics, what legislation is called, unfortunately, may matter more than what it's intended to do. So let's look at health care, for example. Everybody wants health care to be affordable. So if you name a bill, the Affordable Health Care Act, some people are just going to jump all over that one. Because who wants to be against affordable health care? So it is with hate crimes. On its surface, the term hate crime suggests that it is criminal to hate, and therefore, what right-thinking person would oppose a bill targeting hate? In fact, anyone opposed to any bill called hate crimes should prepare to be accused of bigotry, racism, and the like. But I believe Americans will dig beyond the surface of what a bill is called and focus on what a bill is intended to fix. And as Shakespeare said, what's in a name? Well, no matter what you call it, hate is a horrible thing. Unquestionably, we need to care less of it. But it is something, you know, is it something we should try to legislate? Hate is an emotion. It's a belief, a thought, and although we can agree that hate is wrong and should be roundly discouraged, it has not been our nation's practice to criminalize thought. Now, our Constitution protects everyone's right to think, believe, and generally speak without fear of prosecution. We are even, or perhaps especially, free to share thoughts that may be unpopular or disagreeable. Criminal statutes are designed to address wrongful conduct, action taken by one person against another that infringes upon the other's freedoms. Our laws prohibit doing something bad. They do not prohibit thinking something bad. So hate crimes legislation that focuses on criminalizing hateful belief, speech, or thought, while very well intended, are inconsistent with our existing standard for establishing criminal behavior. Now, what about that hate that leads to or inspires harmful behavior? What of wrongful conduct that is a manifestation of hate? Burning a cross is not just trespass and mischief. Spray painting racial epithets is not just vandalism or defacing property. These acts are the very manifestation of hate. They are symbols historically used to send a broader message. And that message, well, that message is that violence is on the way. It is a purposeful message to intimidate and terrorize their target. Manifestations of hate that amount to wrongful actions deserve to be prohibited by law. So hate can often ignite into nasty conduct. And when it does, victims of this conduct often suffer both physically and emotionally. Now, certainly it is worth considering the law's place in guarding against conduct born of hate. But should some groups receive greater protection from hateful conduct than others? Designating specific groups to be protected necessarily implies the existence of other groups that are not. And although you might argue that certain groups merit protection over others, that argument oddly contradicts the very essence of equality that such protection is intended to ensure. The protected class of race was established to guard against discriminatory practices that historically impacted black America. But discriminating against someone solely because they are white is just as much a violation of the protected class of race, regardless that whites have not been determined to be the victims of long-term pattern or of a long-term pattern of discrimination. Now, in Indiana, of all places, policymakers have extended protected class statutes or status to groups like felons and smokers, suggesting that the list of groups to single out could be limitless. Worse yet is that somebody gets to pick out who's okay to hate and who is not. Any group with an identifiable characteristic should qualify for protection. Black people, white people, Asians, men, women, children, gays, lesbians, transgenders, heterosexuals, as well as police, military, Jews, Catholics, Muslims, blondes, redheads, men with freckles, EIEIO. Maybe we should stop making lists altogether. If it is appropriate to prohibit hateful conduct aimed at any group, then it is appropriate to prohibit hateful conduct aimed at all groups. If we are to criminalize hateful conduct, then we cannot condemn hateful conduct against some and ignore hateful conduct against others. Our law may never be able to prevent people from harboring within their hearts hatred for other human beings, but our laws always can and should offer equal protection to all people from injury and intimidation and threats and property crimes committed by anybody who would wish to do them harm. Without a doubt, that is the way it should be. Now then, recently there was a moment at MSNBC that it must have been great to have been there. I wish I was there. And here's what happened. Jim Messina, a former campaign worker for Barack Obama, apparently isn't one to mince words. And during an appearance on Friday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, he spoke about the irrelevance of public polls so early in an election year, according to Mediate. Then he underscored the point to host Joe Scarborough. "Joe, you know how I feel about public polls," he said. "I think all public pollsters should be shot." Wow. He also said there were other more important yardsticks at this point to determine a candidate's viability. He may have been joking. Well, I think he was joking. I mean, I don't know. I don't know Mr. Messina. I don't think he was threatening pollsters, but it raises two important points here. What if President-elect Trump had said the same thing about all the pollsters who got his election wrong? He had a good case since the so-called experts were giving Mrs. Clinton the election for weeks. And what if Roy Moore or anyone else had said something like that? Now, my point is that any GOP candidate, as much of a squish as they might be, or politician who said anything about killing pollsters would have been fried in the media. CNN would probably be doing segments about our political rhetoric. MSNBC would be doing interviews with victims of crime claiming that the Republican words were insensitive, and just further evidence of the NRA's hold on the party. Seen as getting very tame, if any kind of coverage compared with anything that I or you or anybody else might say. But I just found that, you know, was that, I've heard, what's his name, Chris Matthews. I've heard him get out there and refer to mass shootings as Second Amendment remedies in the past. And he makes out like this is the, you know, this is the Second Amendment in use, being used to kill innocent people. And I wonder if he would look at this and say, oh, another Second Amendment remedy. But it's coming from your side, sir. It's coming from your side. So I don't know how that would... I don't know how that would play out, nor do I care. That's the best part of it. Nor do I care. Anyway. I just found that amusing when I read that, because normally you don't see that out there. You don't see that out there. So, coming from that side, and that's just honesty. All of these pollsters, they're not giving you any sort of a non-biased yardstick to measure anything. They're trying to change your mind. And Messina gets it right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Tactical Instructor, the MF CEO of Tactical Response, because I'm going to go become one of the alumni in June. And we're going to talk about the fighting pistol class and just generally taking training. And we're also going to talk about what it takes to actually go take the training class. That's a, I think that's a pretty important thing to consider. Yeah. Well, that's not even moving. Anyway, in a more sobering moment, former Attorney General Eric Holder is saying he is considering running for president. Now, if he were elected, we may have more than our Second Amendment rights at stake. long before he was Attorney General, he was, he was targeting the Second Amendment as the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, Deputy Attorney General, and in private practice. He compared exercising our Second Amendment rights to smoking cigarettes. He said there was a need to brainwash people against the Second Amendment. He tried to uphold the District of Columbia's handgun ban, but his time as Attorney General is what ought to raise the bigger questions. The really big questions. Those questions, yeah. We're not just talking about Operation Fast and Furious here. Although that is bad in and of itself. His effort to whitewash that scandal shows a great degree of moral arrogance and such certainty of his own rectitude that that he is above being questioned, especially by those who don't agree with him on issues like gun control. His defiance led him to being cited for contempt of Congress, the first cabinet-level official to achieve that dubious distinction. That's really a really bad... That's a bad combination of character traits for a president to have. What is worse is Operation Choke Point. That was the Justice Department under Holder teaming up with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to pressure banks into not doing business with a number of legal businesses that were somehow deemed to be at risk for fraud and money laundering, and somehow businesses that help people exercise their Second Amendment rights, selling guns and ammunition, for example, ended up on that list too. So, whether it was covering up the incompetence at best of the ATF that got Customs and Border Patrol agent Brian Terry killed, or coordinating the abusive choke point, what is worse is his criticism of the Justice Department settling cases with Tea Party groups that Lois Lerner used her power to try to squelch. He whitewashed that abuse of power by the IRS for Obama, and his comments about the settlements are no less than a green light for an army of Lois Lerners to target the First Amendment rights of those seeking to defend the Second Amendment with intrusive demands for documents. But it goes further than that. As part of the IRS abuse of Tea Party groups, the Justice Department, while under Holder, improperly received 1.25 million pages of tax documents as Lerner met with FBI and DOJ officials to discuss pursuing criminal cases against certain groups. The crime, you might ask, expressing opposition to then-President Barack Obama's agenda. It was part and parcel of an attempt by bureaucrats to circumvent the Citizens United ruling, given that Holder's Justice Department argued they had the right to ban books or movies if they advocated for the election of or defeat of a political candidate. We should be frightened that Citizens United was only a 5-4 ruling. In 1999, then Representative Barney Frank, who hasn't been good on the Second Amendment, admitted to the Washington Post after the NRA beat back an effort to wipe out gun shows that the NRA did the best job of any group in lobbying members and practiced just good straight democracy. In essence, we were using our First Amendment right to defend the Second Amendment. In the past, Democrats have tried to outlaw talk radio, muzzle other conservative media outlets, and Democrat Attorney Generals and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse have sought criminal charges against so-called climate change deniers. And Holder has gone beyond all of that. He actively argued for giving the government power to silence certain voices before an election. He whitewashed and covered up for those who abused their power against Obama's political appointments. The prospect of him as President of the United States should frighten any support of the Second Amendment, or for that matter, of the Constitution. Every one of us should be just sitting back there going, "Gah, I don't even want to think about this one." I don't even want to think about this one. Yeah. But there it is. It's just right there, waiting for every one of us to sit back and consider. Yeah. In New York City, the New York Police Commissioner is, well, first things first, we know that more guns equal less crime. It may seem a little counterintuitive. Until you recognize that when people are counting guns, they're only counting guns owned by law-abiding people, not the criminals. Those guns won't just be ignored in court, in counts, but they also won't be confiscated anytime soon either. But a lot of people have never grasped that concept, and one such person is the commissioner of the NYPD. He is a fine guy named James O'Neill. He said it would be insanity for the feds to force one state to recognize another's lax gun laws. And we're talking about national reciprocity here, which maybe he knows something about it. I don't know. I didn't know it was moving. Yeah. They say on 60 Minutes that it's making its way through Congress. It would make gun possession akin to a driver's license. So one state's looser regulations against concealed weapons would be protected in tougher anti-gun states like New York. And O'Neill told 60 Minutes, "I think that's insanity." He said that accidents and suicides, in addition to crime, could skyrocket with more out-of-state guns around town. "Right now we have a good idea of who's carrying guns. If this law passes, all bets are off. Anybody can come into New York City from any state and carry a gun." Well, Mr. O'Neill, you are seriously deluded, sir. You have no good idea who is carrying anything in New York City. You know who may be legally carrying at most. And yet somehow, those people who are legally carrying never commit any violence, and violence happens in New York City all the time. And I promise you that almost all of those crimes committed by someone carrying a gun are cases when the NYPD is clueless about the criminal having a firearm. And that's just how it works. And only an absolute fool would argue that they have a handle on who's carrying and who isn't. Criminals don't register their guns. They don't apply for permits. They buy illegal guns. They carry them anywhere they can get away with it. and that's pretty much everywhere, and they use them with impunity because they know their victims are unarmed, and they know they exist in what amounts to a free fire zone for them. They're lions that have been dropped in the gazelle cage at the zoo. And the NYPD is clueless as to where they are. He can make whatever case he wants for gun control, but if he thinks he's got a handle on where the guns are, that's all the evidence that you or I should need, that he's not someone who can be taken seriously on this topic. To be fair, you know, we have to remember one thing, that it's not just O'Neill, but about most police honchos out there. While many police officers support the Second Amendment, police chiefs and commissioners tend to be people who are going to mirror the politician thoughts on many topics, the ones who hired them. They're political animals in a police uniform. So for them, particularly those from more urban communities, they don't have a lot of choice but to pair it with their bosses in City Hall are saying. It's either that or unemployment. But that doesn't negate the point that if they believe the nonsense that O'Neill spouted on 60 Minutes, and they've deluded themselves to the point where I have to wonder if they think they ride unicorns to work. Yes. But I did like that part. We know who's got the guns here in New York City, but if all bets will be off. No, you don't. You have no idea where all the guns are in New York City, sir. You know where all the registered ones are, and you know where all the people that have permits are. But you don't know where all the guns are. That is one of the craziest things I've ever heard somebody out there profess to be able to tell someone. So, in any event, there you have that. Now, coming up next, James Yeager's been after me for, gosh, a long time, and I haven't been able to go to one of his classes, primarily because I have been physically unable to do it. That's all about to change. That's coming up in hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.